So it's easy to see there's not a plan, but what would you say the plan ought to be? Mass evacuations from someplace like Manhattan?
Can't do it. Too many people, no place to put them. The only thing, and I don't want to be in a position of even sounding as though I have the answers, but I spent three chapters of the book dealing with the Mormons. And the reason I focused on the Mormons is that the Mormons, after 200 years of being driven from pillar to post, have learned how to survive in difficult situations. And they are probably about as well prepared as any large group in the country. And so the one thing that the Mormons do that I would recommend to Americans in general to do is to have a 3 to 6 month supply of food and water.
So this is not a corporate responsibility necessarily or a government responsibility. We're not talking about state actors all the time.
It may be. I mean, it may be their responsibility, but since what I'm finding is that they haven't taken that responsibility very seriously, or at least have not come up with a solution yet, I'm saying to those people who can afford it, and I fully appreciate that there are tens of millions of people in this country who can barely afford to put food on the table every day, let alone get a supply of 3 to 6 months. But if those who can afford it do it, and if the government has a backlog of freeze-dried food, which lasts up to 25 years, we can probably survive something like this. If we don't do that, there will be thousands of fatalities.